This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The 43rd Global Congress of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, is being held in Sofia, Bulgaria this week, August 10th to 16th. With 2,000 people from 380 unions in 116 countries, the Congress is the largest in the ITF's 118-year history. The ITF represents 4.5 million transport workers around the world. They include seafarers, transport drivers, dockers, railway workers, civil aviation employees, and others. I talked to Stephen Cotton about the Congress. Mr. Cotton is the acting general secretary of the ITF. I asked him what was planned for the Congress.
Our Congress theme is From Global Crisis to Global Justice, Transport Workers Fighting Back. And for the first time ever, we've kind of produced a document where we debate what are the challenges the different transport workers face. Also trying to identify perhaps what the international perspective should be. And then we've issued kind of our so to speak, battle plan about how we go forward and implement a new way of doing things. It's to do with union bashing. It's to do with the rise of multinational corporations operating in the environment where they should be, you know, maybe in the home country, they have good industrial relations, and then they go into another country, and not necessarily a developing world country, where they will not respect trade union rights, and in fact will participate in some of the worst kinds of union bashing. So there's the whole strategy about how we tackle that, you know, and you can add outsourcing, vicarious workers. Different issues have different priorities in some of our regions. Really, we're kind of going back to our roots, that we need strong, dynamic leadership on the ground, in the workplace, with rank and file leaders engaging very closely. And we kind of want to bridge the gap between the workplace, the national union, and the global picture.
In Washington last week, August 4th to 6th, representatives from almost 50 African countries attended the U.S.-Africa summit. The 40 unionists who participated in the summit called for trade agreements to include protection for democracy and labor rights. Imani Countess was one of the unionists at the summit. Ms. Countess is the Africa Regional Director of the AFL-CIO's Solidarity Center. The AFL-CIO is the largest labor federation in the United States. I asked Ms. Countess what the major goal of the unionists at the summit was.
The major focus, quite frankly, was to simply be present, and we were successful in that. We were very concerned that any U.S. conversation discussing economic development, trade and investment in Africa couldn't happen without labor being present, couldn't happen without people understanding how foundational decent work, labor rights, and how foundational these issues are to overall economic growth and development. We were there, we were present, and we were present in our numbers. We had a delegation of almost 40 labor leaders from 11 countries in Africa, along with leadership of the AFL-CIO.
In other news, Brazil has become the latest country to adopt a convention of the International Labour Organization protecting domestic workers. The convention provides domestic workers with the same basic rights as any other worker in Brazil, including time off and a minimum wage. The Prime Minister of Swaziland has outraged labor activists by declaring that any unionist who attended the U.S.-Africa summit last week should be strangled. Barnabas Dlamini is the prime minister in a country that is the last absolute monarchy in Africa. Swaziland was recently thrown out of a preferential trade agreement with the U.S. because of its policy of autocratic rule and abuse of labor rights. And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.